Well, this was, first of all, before he was due to give his speech, there was this congregation at the presidential palace. You know, the Eid day starts with a major prayer. And Ghani and all his aides and senior politicians were inside the presidential palace offering the prayer. And it was being shown live on all the television stations, including the state TV, RTA. And that's when suddenly there was a big boom and, you know, several rockets hit the what is called the green zone area in Kabul, which is not far from the presidential palace. And we could see, you know, the television stations continued with their footage, and we could see that some people were really scared after they heard these rocket attack noises. And then, but the prayers continued. And now we know for sure that the Islamic State's local affiliate in Afghanistan, this is called Khorasan province, has claimed responsibility for launching this attack.
Now, the initial reporting was that there were no casualties associated with the attack. Is that still the case?
That is the case, because it just these rockets fell in an area where there was no population or no facilities. So it was just like, it seems that they were just some kind of warning shots or just creating terror. That was it, because it didn't hurt anybody. We don't have any reports as of this moment of any casualty.
Now, this attack was claimed by the local Islamic State group, as you mentioned, but the Taliban continues their offensive throughout the country. What is the latest situation on the ground as NATO and U.S. forces near the completion of their withdrawal?
Well, this is an interesting situation today that we have come to know, and that is that there were peace talks going on in Qatar 2 days ago between the Afghan government delegation and the Taliban leaders. And everybody was anticipating that there may be some kind of an announcement about the Eid ceasefire, that, you know, this is a 3-day festival, so there would be no offensive operations from either the Taliban or the Afghan government forces. But there was no agreement announced about this ceasefire from the Taliban side. Before interacting with you, I just spoke to Taliban spokesman Sohail Shaheen in Doha, the capital of Qatar, and he confirmed to me that although they did not announce a ceasefire, but as he put it, there is a de facto ceasefire for the next 3 days, including today, in Afghanistan from the Taliban side. And that is why we have not seen any incident of violence on the battlefield or elsewhere in the country, some kind of bombing, bomb attacks. There was absolute silence today. In fact, the Taliban social media accounts and their spokespeople were releasing information to journalists through their official accounts about how the Taliban were maintaining peace in areas that have they have taken control of in recent weeks. So some kind of some sort of a propaganda campaign was there, that there is total peace and no violence. And that is true, that neither the government side in Kabul reported any attack on their forces, nor the Taliban have talked about any attacks on their positions by the Afghan government.